You're listening to The History of Hummus. I'm your host, Arthur Taylor, and this is episode number one. Our topic today is The History of Hummus. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot.ai. PodBot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. Turn any blog or article post into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it, most people today have ADHD, and all the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, or while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. According to at least one legend, hummus is one of the first prepared foods invented in human history. The Arabic word hummus literally means chickpeas or garbage bean, which is the only major ingredient in the dip. Despite its somewhat vague origins, there is no doubt that the recipe comes from the Middle East, where chickpeas have been grown for centuries and feature in many Middle Eastern and Mediterranean recipes. The fact is, however, that because hummus has been around for so long, the exact origins of history have been lost. While you can find a wide range of variations, some of the following are included in the basic hummus recipe, along with the great variety of ingredients. Several culinary sources say that hummus is described in folklore and fairy tales as one of the oldest known ready meals. Others have said that it was first prepared by Saladin in the 12th century, but this claim is highly controversial. Although the exact origin of hummus is unclear, we know that chickpeas, the main ingredient, were cultivated in the ancient Mediterranean and the Middle East. It is known that it is made from chicken eggs and that it is cultivated throughout the Mediterranean. Although chickpeas were among the earliest crops, they were eaten by people in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. Certain artifacts and ceramics have been described and beaded, and the puree goes back many years. I thought it would be interesting to know a little more about the history of hummus, so I knew that it comes from the Mediterranean. Although not much is known about where it comes from, this delicious spread is very old and helps fans understand how we loved it for so many years. The word hummus, which has different spellings, is an Arabic word meaning chickpea. Hummus is a Levantine Arabic dip or spread made mainly from chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans, which are cooked, pureed and then mixed with a sesame paste. It is made primarily by puring the chickpeas with tahini, but it is also coated with other ingredients such as olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic, cayenne pepper, salt and pepper. This chickpea-based dish has a long and interesting history and offers a variety of health benefits, especially if you prepare it yourself. The question of who invented hummus is up for debate, and various regions claim the dish for themselves. Some claim that the recipe was developed by the ancient Egyptians, while others claim that it originated in ancient Greece, Turkey, or Palestine. The earliest known hummus recipe comes from a cookbook written in the 13th century in Cairo, Egypt. The invention of the creamy spread is often attributed to Sultan Saladin, who was the first to combine the basic hummus ingredients. Given that the two main ingredients, chickpeas and tahini, are used, experts believe their origins go back far. Many regions and countries around the world are the origin of hummus, including the Middle East, North Africa, South America, Europe, Asia and Africa. Hummus is so popular that even countries such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, Morocco, Egypt and Tunisia have a rich hummus history. This delicious spread, also served as a dip, consists of pureed chickpeas mixed with olive oil, salt, garlic, cumin, paprika, coriander, chili powder and salt. The recipe may vary, but let's take the dip or any other spicy substance and see if we can digest it. It is popular in the Middle East, including Turkey, and in North Africa, including Morocco, and is slowly making its way to North America. It is also found in South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa and Australia. The full name of the prepared spread in Arabic is hummus tahina, which means chickpeas or tahini. Hummus is an Arabic word that means chickpea, and it is a combination of hummus and tahina, which means cheese, and the first known recipe for it was published in a cookbook in Cairo in the 13th century by Al-Qasim, one of Egypt's most famous chefs. The full name of the prepared spread in Arabic is hummus tahina, which means chickpeas or tahini, and is derived from the Arabic word. I can think of no better method than to make a mixture of boiled and pureed chickpeas mixed with a little olive oil, salt and a pinch of salt and pepper. It is then served hot or cold, rolled up and left to sit overnight, presumably to give it a very different consistency to hummus or tahina. There are many dishes that contain chickpeas that are not hummus, and that is true, but actually not hummus. If there is tahina, pronounced very similarly in Arabic and Hebrew, it is called hummus, and nobody there says anything about it. I have no idea whether it has the same meaning in Arabic as in English or even in Hebrew. This was The History of Hummus, by The History of Hummus, and this was episode number 1. My name is Arthur Taylor, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. Turn any blog or article post into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it, most people today have ADHD, and all the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, or while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.